In case you hadn't heard, just a few moments ago, we let you know that an Ann Arbor man, a father of four students in the Ann Arbor school system, who has been held by immigration officials, had a hearing today. And our 89.1 WEMU reporter, Jorge Avion, attended a rally before that hearing. But first of all, we have information on what was decided today. Welcome.
Yes, the judge decided to release him very soon. We don't know exactly when, but that could take place tomorrow.
Yusuf Ajin will be released. He will no longer be detained by immigration officials.
Well, he was detained when he was in the process of getting information about his citizenship. So immigration officials detained him then because he's got a prior record.
Tell me, you went to the rally.
I was there. Detroit. When I got there around noon, there were just a few people, like five. Mm-hmm. And then by the time I left, there were, I would say, about 300 people, and from all over Metro Detroit, not just Washtenaw County.
And because he is an Ann Arbor resident and father of four in the Ann Arbor school system, a lot of people from Ann Arbor traveled to Detroit. And I understand they moved up the hearing time, too, by an hour.
Yeah, because it was originally at 2 p.m. and they moved it to 1 p.m. And teachers from Ann Arbor, students from Ann Arbor, and just residents from Ann Arbor and Washtenaw County in general showed up.
And what were they saying?
They want him to stay. They want him to stay because they don't want to put his family through that. They don't want that family to lose the breadwinner, and mainly the father. They don't want their children to lose their father while they're growing up in this country.
Did they express any concerns about a trend, a change in the administration and how that might impact other people in the country? He was seeking citizenship, correct?
Right. So what they're looking is just to see what the Donald Trump administration is going to do. They want local officials to take action to make sure that other things like this don't happen in the future.
And he, as you said, he had a felony conviction on his record?
He did. So they were looking at that. There weren't too many details on that, but that's something that they were considering. Like I said, there were 300 people. We don't know that for sure. We don't know exactly what the judge was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
But with that many people, it definitely makes noise inside that, you know, inside the federal, because it took place at the McNamara Federal Building in downtown Detroit. So they definitely took notice of that crowd.
Was there a lot of emotion?
There were. Some people were crying.
Really?
I interviewed a mother who she had tears in her eyes because she has children. She was there with her two young children, and she said, "I just can't imagine my life if, you know, something like that was happening to me."
And you took pictures, and we'll have them on our webpage?
Yes, I am preparing that right now for our website, and we're going to, I believe you're going to post it right on social media
on Facebook.
Well.
But I saw the pictures. There were a lot of, like, infants and babies there as well.
There were, because it's a family issue. It's not just adults. A lot of people who are targeted are family members.
So Jorge Avion tells us that Yusuf Ajin will no longer be detained. He's being held in Kalamazoo, correct?
Right. I was told he could possibly be released tomorrow. We don't know 100% for sure if that will take place, but he could be released by tomorrow.
And of course, we've been mentioning in the news that Congresswoman Debbie Dingell is getting involved as much as she can as well. She's contacting the Department of Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly. She wants clarification on several immigration, customs, and enforcement and ICE policies. And of course, we had that incident in Ypsilanti last week. So we here at 89.1 WEMU will be watching all of this for you very closely as part of the news. Jorge Avion, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And we will share again your pictures and your report at WEMU.org on Facebook and Twitter, of course.